This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. And life is brief. As long as you're standing at the crossroads of America, alias Terre Haute, Indiana, in the summer of 1926, it will be possible to glance down that road not taken. But a glance is all you'll get, because it's pretty clear already that whatever social debate is being engaged, America as an economy is moving in a different direction. The nation's growth in productivity will increasingly be translated into material goods, with consumer items the most obvious manifestations. An explosion of new technologies, new brand names, new styles will be accompanied by the newfound wealth and credit to purchase them. This will all happen in real life, in real time, however accelerated the pace might appear to history. That leaves the road not taken as a cultural myth, a legend, a story told around the dying campfire by those who swore they once traveled it. What would that journey have been like? Well, just take the proposed route and visualize it containing the resources that would have flourished under such conditions. Such resources are easy to identify, since they quickly faded from sight once America's chosen road was traveled. So, instead of an emphasis on private wealth, an encouragement of public goods and services. Instead of resources spent creating and then sustaining luxuries, resources directed toward the intangibles of cultural enrichment, education, and community. Characteristic of these choices is the environment you've been exposed to since that debate on Mrs. Sullivan's porch. The locally owned, locally supported citizens' market. The neighborhood college elementary school. The self-contained 12 points neighborhood. The concept surrounding the tent Chautauqua. At the heart of these choices, in the everyday work of sustaining them, is the question of how one might perceive and define the quality of life. During the 1920s, Americans are deciding individually and collectively that new products and technologies conserve physical effort and save precious time. They're increasingly convinced that choosing a path that might limit these innovations in favor of increased leisure time is unnecessary, perhaps even misguided. Here within the finite limit of their lives, the research and development of consumer goods presents the best opportunity, the greatest chance that they could have it all, and that by attaining this elusive mix of security, prosperity, and satisfaction, their lives might not seem so finite after all. The Hometown series is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. The entire Hometown journey is now available on CD and cassette. To order your copies, call 1-800-662-3311.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.